Hello, welcome to the Willie's Experience Podcast. I'm here with Aaron Gordon for our trivia segment. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Will, how you doing?
Aaron and I were just grousing over the fact, if you listened to yesterday's podcast, you know that we did the podcast right before the Baltimore Ravens released Ray Rice. So we were wondering what was going to happen. The one thing we thought would never happen would be that the Ravens would release Ray Rice. So that's fun.
Yeah, well, we never know what we're talking about. It's always good to remind people that we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, so. I feel like I'm pretty consistent about doing that, man.
All right, so we're going into
trivia. Now we start with current events toss up. We have 200 total points. These first are current events toss ups. Each is worth 5 points apiece. The goal to stay out of last place all time is 89. That's the goal. So that's what you're shooting for. But there's only 50 points on the toss up. So you have the whole thing to get 89, not right now. All right, so these are all current events based on pretty much what happened over the weekend in sports. So Aaron, are you ready?
Yeah, this will be fun considering I have no TV or internet at my apartment right now. So
exactly. You know what? Everybody gives me those excuses.
Right. Yeah, I know, right? I just came out of the woods for two years.
Yes, I was with a Sherpa over the weekend. I was up high in the Himalayas. All right, here we go. Question number one. What team won game one of the WNBA Finals on Sunday afternoon?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with the Sparks.
That is incorrect. The correct answer the Phoenix Mercury. The Phoenix Mercury.
Oh, okay.
I forgot I need to set my sound for you. So we... Nope, not that. That's not it. Okay, here we go. Okay, so if you get one right, you will hear... But that you did not get that because you did not get that one right. All right, number two. What Illinois men's basketball coach turned 43 years old on Sunday?
Are you sure this question is meant for you?
No, I know the answer. I have pictures of this guy on my ceiling.
I think a better question for my knowledge on this one would be name an Illinois basketball coach. And I would still get that incorrect. So I can make up a name.
Yeah, please do. Please do. I want to hear it.
All right. Johnny Jojo Shabadoo.
John is correct.
I get partial credit for that.
No, you did not. But John Gross. John Gross is
all right.
All right, number three. What Atlanta Hawks owner vowed to sell his share of the team after a racist email he wrote in 2012 was exposed?
Bruce Levinson.
That is correct. There's five. Not to be confused with Bruce Dickinson. Different guys.
No, of course not.
All right, number four. If the season ended today, who would be the five playoff teams in the National League? Now realize, even though this is maybe running on Tuesday, this is after the game Sunday before Monday at the time that we're having this conversation. Who are the five playoff teams in the National League?
Oh, boy. This will be challenging for my overall number of baseball games watched this year at one.
Okay. I'm going to give you 1 point for each one you get right. That's how I'm feeling.
All right. I just moved from D.C. and everyone was talking about how good the Nationals were doing. So I'm going to assume that wasn't like blind optimism and they're actually doing well.
Okay. One of your answers is Washington. Give me four more.
All right. The Cardinals are kind of in the playoffs, right? They're the best team, according to you. So I'm going to go with the Cardinals as well.
Okay. You have said Washington and St. Louis. I need three more teams.
All right. The Giants, Braves, and the Dodgers.
You got four out of five. Well done. It's a bit of cheating that I'm giving you 1 point for each of those. And I'm sure the hardcore loyalists, you're like those guys that are in the message boards throughout every episode of Jeopardy. I'm sure they don't have those yet for this, but I'm sure they're probably aghast, but I'm doing it anyway. You get four out of the five for 4 points. Los Angeles, St. Louis, San Francisco, and Washington. If you would have actually done this after Saturday evening, you would have gotten five out of five, but Pittsburgh has passed Atlanta.
Oh, damn you, Pittsburgh.
All right, so question number five. If the season ended today, who would be the five playoff teams in the American League?
All right, well, I have lots of Oriole fan friends from Baltimore, so I know they're one.
Okay.
Kansas City and Detroit are like in a race, I'm pretty sure. So I'm going Kansas City and Detroit, and then the Angels are good, right?
I mean, that's a question only you can answer.
All right, I'm going with the Angels just because I would hope all their money is going towards something good.
Okay, so now that's only four teams, unfortunately. You've given me Anaheim,
oh, really?
Baltimore, all Kansas right. City, and Detroit.
No, it's got to be Oakland, right?
You got four correct again for 4 points out of five. You got Anaheim, Baltimore, Kansas City, and Oakland. Detroit has since fallen behind Seattle. Seattle.
Wow. I was going to say Seattle, but it would have been place of Oakland. So, yeah.
So that's right. Those are 8 out of 10. That's very done. So you have 13 points so far. Question number six. What team scored the first touchdown of the 2014-15 NFL season?
First touchdown. Was it Cleveland?
That's incorrect. The correct answer is the Green Bay Packers.
Oh yeah, the Thursday game. Yes. Oh man, you'd think an intelligent person would have thought of that.
Come
so,
on, it's
you
know. The NFL. No one remembers what happened on Thursday.
That's true.
All right, now, number seven. Who won the U.S. Open's Women's Championship on Sunday?
Was it a Williams sister? I feel like it probably wasn't.
I would not be able to accept the Williams sister. I would need a name of a specific Williams sister if that were, in fact, your guess.
You mean I don't get to guess both of them at once?
Just anyone, any sister, any woman, any...
All right, I'll go with Serena. What the hell?
That is correct for 5 points. Always a
no
good
way,
safe
really?
Guess. It's always a safe guess. Serena Williams is always a safe guess. All right, question number eight. Here are the top six college football teams in this week's AP poll. Please tell me which of them is not in the top five. Got that? I'm giving you six. One of them is in the not in the top five. Alabama, okay. Auburn, Georgia, Florida State, Oklahoma, Oregon.
Oklahoma.
That's incorrect. The correct answer is Georgia.
Oh, man.
All right, number nine. The Big Ten had a horrible football weekend this last weekend. However, how many of the 14 Big Ten football teams are still currently undefeated?
Well, as a proud Maryland alum, I know one of them.
Okay.
Who's now...
Welcome to the Big Ten. Welcome to the Big Ten, by the way. Nice to have you.
Thanks, I guess. it'll be great to have all of your various teams' fans flood our football stadium. Please give us money. I'm gonna say like five.
The correct answer is eight. Eight.
Really? Including man, my Illini.
I'm telling. Well, they've played the thing that eight teams that are undefeated have in common is they played nobody good. That's what they have in common. All right, and the last question. And remember, once we get through the current events questions, then we generally get to topics that are more catered specifically toward the guest. So that will be helpful.
Okay.
So number 10, who was the last English team to win the Champions League?
Chelsea.
That is correct for 5 points. So out of the first round, you have 23. All right, now we go to the topical category. I give you a general overarching statement question, and then I go with the 10 subcategories. Like if I were to say, for example, name me the all-time home run hitter at the following franchises, and then I would say St. Louis Cardinals, New York Yankees, so on, each worth 5 points apiece. So the overarching question is, name the 2013-2014 leading goal scorer, for the following Barclays Premier League teams. Got it?
All right.
Okay, last season. Not this season. Last season. Okay.
Right.
Number one.
The leading goal scorer this year would be kind of...
That would be kind of silly. Though, hey. Yeah. But Diego Costa, he's leading. He's got four. So he'd be the guy this year. But this is all individual teams last season. Okay, number one. Liverpool.
Luis Suarez.
Correct. Number two. Manchester City.
Was it Edin Dzeko?
Incorrect. It was Yaya Toure. Yaya Toure.
Oh, of course, of course.
Number three, Manchester United.
Robin van Persie.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Wayne Rooney.
This is gonna get ugly.
Number four, Southampton.
Southampton leading goal scorer. I'm gonna throw a dart out there and say Ricky Lambert.
That's incorrect. J. Rodriguez. J. Rodriguez. Number
You
five.
should have gotten someone else on here to talk about soccer.
Sorry, man. I love it. Joe Sheehan was on baseball and like forgot what team the Yankees say the Yankees played in. It's stressful under the lights. All right. Number five, Arsenal.
Leading goal scorer last year, Olivier Giroud. No, Aaron Ramsey.
Wait. Which is your answer?
I'll go with Giroud. What the hell?
Yeah, you heard the chime, but you got it. Giroud is correct. All right.
Yeah.
Number six, Everton.
Everton leading goal scorer. Lukaku.
That is correct.
All
Number
right.
seven, Newcastle United.
Ben Arfa.
That's incorrect. I don't know if I can pronounce this name, by the way. Loic Remy?
Oh, Lloyd Grammy. Right.
Ah,
Okay.
I got it right. Awesome. All right, number eight, Chelsea.
Leading goal scorer last year. Oscar?
Hazard.
Hazard. I knew
Hazard
it was
is the
one of
correct
those
answer.
two.
Number nine, Tottenham Hotspur.
Leading goal scorer last year. Man, they had trouble scoring goals last year, so it might have been. Was it Adebayor? No, it couldn't have been Adebayor. I'm gonna go with. Yeah, let's go with Adebayor.
That is correct. Almost talked yourself out of the answer, but you got it correct. And number 10, the last one, Aston Villa.
Was it Diame?
No, Christian Benteke.
Benteke, yes. All right.
All right, so
Oh man.
that's okay.
Diame isn't even on Aston Villa. I don't know what I was thinking there.
No reason to be discouraged. You're at the halfway point. You have 43. You are all you're unlikely to catch Chuck Culpepper, who had 167 because he's Rain Man. But
Yeah.
everybody else, but you're still you can still make a run in the second half against some of the other guys. So come back I guess Friday for part two of the conclusion of the thrilling cliffhanger trivia with Mr. Aaron Gordon. Aaron, I'll talk to you AK in 5 seconds slash 3 days.
All right, I look forward to impressing everyone with my newfound trivia skills.
All right.